This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Venezuelans decided over the weekend, decided narrowly, I should add, to continue Hugo Chavez's revolution. Chavez's hand-picked successor, Nicolas Maduro, beat out Enrique Capriles, an opponent known for being somewhat more pro-business than Maduro is. The election has not been without controversy, vote rigging, and outright fraud among the numbers. But beyond the politics, there is the question of the economy and what today's election may or may not mean there. Daniel Ducanal is a blogger and small business owner in Yaracuy. That's about 200 miles west of Caracas. Daniel, good to have you with us.
Good to receive me. Thank you.
What would you say, Daniel, is the mood today in Caracas?
Well, nobody called me from Caracas this morning, believe it or not, and that I interpret that as a general depression along all my acquaintances in Caracas. It's rather quiet everywhere.
Huh.
And that also happened last year when Chavez was reelected. On that Monday, it was more like a funeral mood than any victory celebration.
So let's say the unexpected happens after this recount that you guys are going to have, and Capriles somehow wins. It's not like he can just turn this around like that, though, Daniel, can he?
Oh, no, he can't, as a businessman. I know that we're in big, big trouble, and whoever was going to win the election was going to be faced with very tough choices. The difference is Capriles winning, he would have stopped a lot of the gifts that he gives, especially to Cuba, which is at least in the order of $10 billion. There is also a lot of places where Capriles would cut spending without any trouble, like, for example, arms weapon purchases, which are big and absolutely unnecessary for Venezuela, just a major source of graft and corruption. So just by doing those measures, Capriles would be able not to balance the budget, but at least to make it more manageable.
Talk to me about regular people for a second. When you go to the supermarket, for instance, what's on the shelves? Can you get what you need?
No. If I want to have access to everything, I need to go to at least two or three stores. There is always going something missing of the main items in a given store. And now we are basically headed towards some kind of system of rationing.
So you blog, of course, as we noted, but you also run a business there, a small business. How is the environment there? I mean, how are you doing?
Right now, we're in an economic crisis because we have gone out from two back-to-back devaluations. So in other words, all whatever small profits my business did last year have been completely wiped out. And actually, I'm right now in debt and we're in the obligation to reduce our payrolls.
As a businessman, Daniel, you are, I suppose, obliged to be optimistic, right? You have to believe that your products are going to sell. And yet, by your own account, you have an economic crisis. The country is polarized politically. Inflation is high. How can you be optimistic if you actually are?
Well, it's this is something that sometimes people don't understand, is that you do have an obligation to your employees. I mean, I can be extremely depressed, but I still need to go and fight because I need to meet payroll. It is also not made it easier because about half of my employees are Chavistas, but I try to avoid any political talk at work, which so for me is kind of difficult, I have to admit, but I do it successfully. We are there to survive because it's just a sense of responsibility. So I have to pretend I am optimistic no matter what.
Daniel Ducanel, he's a blogger and a small businessman. He sells agricultural supplies in Yaracuy, Venezuela. Daniel, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you for calling.